Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Do you stand by and feel the pain of not being alignment, not being in alignment, or not in agreement with things that are going on around you? Or do you do something about it? Do you either get away from it, leave it, vacate it, or be an advocate for a positive change? Or do you even just speak up in a polite way and voice a dissension? Or do you stop something that's going on that's not right for you? These are just questions, because on a daily basis, many, many times, there are opportunities to step into scenarios that go against your inner being, that go against your vision, your direction, where you want to go. And there are ways that you participate in it and exaggerate it, exacerbate it. And there are ways that you can be mindful of your direction and the vibration that's around you. And you can create kind of like a garden that has really good soil that's really fertile for the seeds you're going to put in it. So you have a say in it. You have actually a big influence in the speed of your vision coming to you by how you tend to the vibration that's around you. You tend to the energy around you, what you choose to participate in, what you don't. Today, I'm urging you to be more attentive and active in what's going on around you, not to be a passive onlooker when things aren't going right, because it's going to influence everything that's, you know, you're in that quantum field. You're surrounded by that God force. That serendipity can be in your life daily, repeatedly. You can be in the flow, but not when you're not attentive to what you expose yourself to. It's kind of like, do you expose yourself to harsh chemicals every day on your skin? Or are you mindful? Do you put on gloves to protect yourself? Or do you avoid certain chemicals? Do you breathe in things you shouldn't be breathing in? Or are you mindful of where you are with your body to stay healthy and what you eat and what you don't eat? I have a friend who went back into teaching 2 weeks ago after a decade of being out. The first week he was really acclimating and committed to acclimating to the new technology that he had missed since he left. The way things have sped up, the new options that were available. He dug in, surrounded himself with some people that could support him, and also with an open-mindedness to learn. He was interested in stepping back into teaching in his 60s. He's got a lot to give yet. He's very wise. He's got a really active brain. He's back in. This week he called, upset, because there are some directives coming down from the top that are they're going to affect his life and the lives of the students around him. And he's not comfortable with those directives. He doesn't align with them. He doesn't feel right in his gut about what he's being told to do. And so he's got some choices now. He can go along with it. He can go along with it and complain about it. He can mention that he's not aligned with it, and he can open conversation and dialogue. He could come up with some alternative solutions that could work for him and others who don't align with the new directives, and still allow the people who align with the new directives to be able to have access to them. But doing nothing, or he could leave the job. He could take himself away from it. There's a lot of options here. Or he could create a ruckus. That also can create a negative field around you. So you get to choose. He gets to choose how he wants to engage or disengage. He could just decide, he could think of things that could make him neutral about it there, where he could align with it internally, even though he doesn't agree with it, because he could see other advantages. There are other things that he could do as well. But the worst thing he can do, from my coaching perspective, is to stay inside of something that he strongly feels is not right, and to let it continue, and to allow himself to be a part of it. So for him to do something he does not agree with on a daily basis, to vote, to kind of not stand up for himself, is the worst thing that he could do in this situation. It sends ripples out. It sends, just like a yes, when you say yes to something that is going in the direction you want, and you start to notice things line up, you meet the right people, the right things start showing up, the information is there that you needed, a book on the table is an answer to a question you had, financing shows up for your project, a financier shows up. Those are things that start happening when you're voting for yourself and you're staying in alignment. So imagine the things that begin to happen around you when you are not in alignment and you're going along with something that perpetuates it. So on a daily basis, or for hours every day, you are sitting in the midst of a misalignment. You're not feeling good inherently about what you're doing. It's like people who are having a bad relationship and they stay inside that relationship because maybe this or that, maybe they're married and they have children, they're worried about what the children, how the effects on the children. So they stay in a place where they, in on a deep level, they know they're not supposed to be there anymore and they're not doing anything about it. This sends so much pollution into your vibration. I can't even begin to really articulate it, because you experience this. So now if my friend continues to go along with that situation, or you continue to go along with a situation, sitting yourself right inside of misalignment, not feeling good, you're going to open, doors are still going to be opening to you, but they're going to be doors of misalignment, because you're sending that message out that that's okay with you. That's what you prefer. You're sending that out and it's changing the vibration, and you're going to get different things coming towards you. Do you ever have a string of things that you don't like happening? They keep happening. It's because you're going along with it. Do you ever have repeating scenarios? You go from one bad relationship to the next. It almost looks like the same relationship, just different people in it. That's what you're doing. You're saying yes to that misalignment, and so you're getting more of it. You get more of whatever you say yes to. So when you say yes to something that you would be saying no to, you're going to get more things that don't feel good showing up. This is how important it is. So today's work, if you've been going along with a good many things that don't feel good for you, like you're taking a form of support that supports you, but it beats down your self-worth at the same time, and you're not trying to figure out how to break free from that, you're embedding yourself in the very thing you don't like. So look around your life. I've been having you do that. I've been having you audit in the last 2 weeks. When you don't feel right in a situation, when you don't feel good. Today, start taking action on some of those things. How would it be if you were listening to a conversation with a group of people that you were with, and you said, let's talk about something else. That doesn't feel good. That's not getting us anywhere. Or what if you said, that solution doesn't work for me. What else could we do? I want to challenge you in either removing yourself or becoming part of a search for the alignment that would be good for you, and also, if need be, good for the others around you at the same time. Be part of a resourceful solution. Put yourself in the dream spot where you are in alignment. Like regularly, you are so in tune with where you want to go that when you step into the direction of something that's going against it, woo, 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 sirens go off. You know, in your mind, you feel it and you can make a shift. Get so in touch with your internal navigating system that you are not willing to go against it. But for today, just start tidying up. Look at things around you that don't feel right and do something about those things. Shift them. And then jump into the Facebook page and tell me about one of them. Tell us about something you discovered you were allowing and a way that you shifted it. Be a part of contribution in the Facebook community, and your call to action today is to start tidying up what you're not in alignment with you're not in alignment with or agreement with, and either get it out of your life, work to shift it, and then when you grab something like that and you experience it, post it in our page and have a beautiful day.